Support for IPR comes from Mearden, Supel & Downer, attorneys at law, dedicated to providing comprehensive legal solutions for Eastern Iowa since 1948. Located in downtown Iowa City and at MeardenLaw.com.
Today is Wednesday. It is the 10th of August. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Michael Leland. The Woodbury County Board of Supervisors has voted to move forward with an ordinance that would severely limit where wind farms can be constructed within the county. As IPR's Kendall Crawford reports, the proposed amendment would require wind turbines be built at least 2,500 feet from county residents.
Last year, the board voted to have a setback distance of 1,250 feet, but a Mid-American Energy plan to build upwards of 90 wind turbines has spurred debate about whether that's far enough. Resident Daniel Harris says wind farms would be disruptive. More than 700 residents signed his petition to increase the setback distance.
I'm a fifth-generation farmer. My young son at home, who's five, is going to be the sixth. And I'm asking you guys, don't destroy this county for my lifetime and his. Money is not everything.
MidAmerican estimates paying $150 million in county taxes. The board will hold two more public hearings before the amendment can be approved. If that happens, the company says that would effectively eliminate wind energy from Woodbury County.
Democratic candidate for Governor Deirdre DeGeer says Iowa's education system needs damage control as some schools face a shortage of teachers and staff. IPR's Katarina Sestorek has more.
DeGeer says Governor Kim Reynolds had the opportunity to resolve teacher shortages during this year's legislative session. She's criticizing Reynolds for focusing on creating state-funded scholarships for kids to go to private schools. DeGeer says it's important to invest more in K-12 education and in higher education to train future teachers.
So there's a number of things that we can do related to retention bonuses and things along those lines, but it's going to be full scope because it's not just our teachers. It's everyone that's making that education ecosystem work being impacted by our failure to fund education.
Reynolds used federal funds to provide teacher retention bonuses of $1,000 and started a teacher apprenticeship program.
DeGeer yesterday also called on her opponent, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, to join her in at least three debates before Election Day. A spokesperson for Republican Governor Kim Reynolds' campaign said Reynolds is, quote, happy to debate and the campaign will work on details as fall approaches. DeGeer says voters deserve to see a debate between her and Reynolds. And she said earlier yesterday Reynolds hadn't responded to invitations from some organizations that invited them to debates. A man who drove his truck through a line of abortion rights demonstrators in downtown Cedar Rapids in June has been charged. David Allen Houston's been charged with assault with a dangerous weapon. He is also charged with a serious misdemeanor for leaving the scene. If convicted, he could face several $1,000 in fines and up to 2 years in prison. Houston's case was passed over to the Black Hawk County attorney because the Linn County attorney, Nick Maybanks, was involved in the June protest. The incident happened as the protest was ending. Republicans in Iowa's congressional delegation say Americans deserve answers about the FBI search of former President Trump's Florida home. Senator Joni Ernst says it appears the search may be related to boxes of presidential records and classified material Trump took to Florida that should have been turned over to the National Archives.
Well, if it's something that simple, then tell us. You know, tell us these are things that should go to the archive. But we haven't heard a direct answer on that yet.
Senator Chuck Grassley says Americans have a right to be skeptical about the search of a former president's home. He says without transparency, the FBI and the Department of Justice risk damaging their credibility. Governor Reynolds has awarded the city of Dyersville $12.5 million in federal American Rescue Plan money to support construction of a stadium. The $50 million This Is Iowa ballpark would be a permanent stadium for baseball games, concerts, and other gatherings year-round. It would be built next to the Field of Dreams ballpark. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Michael Leland.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.